Welcome back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. This is Bill Satterlee, and along with my co-host Kent Lindquist, we'll be bringing you one more hour of mainstream jazz. I'm going to kick it off with the Duke Jordan Quartet doing a tune entitled Sometimes I'm Happy, featuring Duke on piano, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Kenny Clarke drums. It was recorded in March of 1955. Sometimes I'm Happy with Duke Jordan, and I hope you're always happy when you listen to The Feeling of Jazz.
The next track is by trumpet man Red Rodney from his Chesky album cut back in about 1992 called Then and Now. The significance of the title is that he was a trumpet player in one of Charlie Parker's early quintets in the late 40s. And so he reprised a lot of Charlie Parker's tunes in this 1992 Chesky release that includes Chris Potter on sax, Gary Dial on piano, Jay Anderson on bass, Jimmy Madison on drums. This is a Charlie Parker composition called Little Suede Shoes that Red played many times with Parker before Charlie's unfortunate passing. Thank you. This Red Rodney on flugelhorn rather than trumpet has a little more mellow sound, doing a Charlie Parker composition, Little Suede Shoes, that he cut in 1992 on a Chesky label. He probably played that many times with Charlie Parker, the composer of that tune, back in the late 40s.
I'm going to play something by Barney Kessel, who is one of the great jazz guitar players. He was from Oklahoma, and his idol was Charlie Christian. And he met Charlie only on one occasion when he was 16. Not when Charlie was 16, but when Barney was 16. And shortly thereafter, he thought he was going to be drafted, and he didn't qualify, so he joined the Chico Martz band and has been playing ever since. He's going to play a tune entitled I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, featuring him on guitar, Bud Shank on flute and alto sax, Arnold Ross on piano, Harry Babison on bass, and Shelly Mann drums. The song Go Out of My Heart by Barney Kessel.
Next up is something by a couple of Swedes, Arnie Domnus on alto sax and Bengt Hallberg on piano. And this is from their Fontastic album cut in 1978 called Downtown Meeting, Two Swedes in New York. And who do they end up playing with? Clark Terry on trumpet, George Maras on bass, Oliver Jackson on drums. This is a nice little composition called Swedish Butterfly.
Thank you.
fantastic CD. It says that was Clark Terry on trumpet. I'm more inclined to say that was he on flugelhorn, along with Arne Domnes on alto sax and Bengt Hallberg, both from Sweden, from their album Downtown Meeting, Two Swedes in New York.
We always like to mention Indiana artists whenever we're playing, so my next two songs will kind of have an Indiana flavor to them. The Trumpet Brothers, that wasn't their real name, Connie Condoli and his brother Pete, were from Mishawaka, were trumpet players, and they're going to play a tune, Willow Weep for Me, which also features Jimmy Rouse on piano, Harold Roberts on guitar, Max Bennett on bass, and Frank Capp drums. So let's listen to their version of Willow Weep for Me. Thank you. Willow Weep for Me by the Condoli Brothers.
Back in the mid-50s, any time a jazz artist visited in Japan, which was quite often, they did different tours, they'd always come back and rave about this little Japanese gal in Tokyo called Toshiko Akiyoshi. She was a bop pianist, and she was in the Bud Powell School of Piano, bop piano. And so subsequently, she made an album on the Evidence label called Remembering Bud, and she dedicated a lot of tunes that were written by Bud Powell or that were played by Bud Powell, along with a nice rhythm section. And this is Bud Powell's composition, Celia. Thank you. Toshiki Akiyoshi, the pianist, doing a tribute to one of her jazz heroes, Bud Powell, from her album on the Evidence label called Remembering Bud, and there's some fine work there by George Maras on bass and Louis Nash on drums.
She married Lou Tobokin. I don't know how long they stay married, but...
She likes sax players. She was married to Charlie Mariano for a while. They got divorced, and next thing we know, she's married to Lou Tobokin.
I would have to say that Louis Nash is probably the best percussionist that I've ever heard. A lot of great drummers, and I'm going to play another great drummer. This is a big band of Buddy Rich doing a tune entitled Back Home Again in Mindiana.
Thank you.
great version of Back Home in Indiana.
Okay, now we're going to turn to a gentleman who died way too young, and he was just coming into his own as a fine alto sax player, Ernie Henry. This is from a Riverside album that Ernie cut back in 1957, backed up by Wynton Kelly on piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, doing a Cole Porter composition, I Get a Kick Out of You.
Thank you.
was Ernie Henry on alto sax from his Riverside album, the Ernie Henry Quartet, Seven Standards and the Blues, doing Cole Porter's composition, I Get a Kick Out of You, with some fine piano work also there by Wynton Kelly.
You can find us on the web at thefeelingofjazz.org or email us at thefeelingofjazz@yahoo.com, and you can listen to us each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time on 89.1 FM or online at thelakeshorefm.org. I'm going to complete my portion of The Feeling of Jazz for this week in doing a tune that's in honor of the night our show is on. It's called Sunday, featuring Ben Webster on tenor, Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown bass, Ed Thigpen's drums. Peterson, Ben Webster doing Sunday.
This is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Satterlee. We're closing out the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, and we hope you enjoy these last 2 hours, and we look forward to you plugging us in next week for another fine 2 hours at 8 p.m. on Sunday night on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're going to close out the show with something by Howard Roberts on guitar from his album Good Pickens. This was with Pete Jolly on piano doing All the Things You Are. Thank you.